All right, here we are at the Down and Dirty Show. Hey, there's a lot of things going on. This show, of course, is a lot different than Ass Rosebud Show. We do have an email, and that's I am Down and Dirty 101. @gmail.com. You know, anything you want to ask, you can be there. I mean, hit that and we can talk. I want to thank you guys also because that 4 for 1 really went over well. I hope you guys are checking that those tools out. And we got a lot more tools. We've got 9 of them up there at the store. As you know, the store is downanddirty101.com. And hell shit. Anything you need, hit that email and we can get busy. Now this show is based on you. This show is not about me talking to you and all that, although I do have a lot of things to say. But it's really based on you. If you got questions which you need to have, or else, you know, I'm not going to be on here. I'm going to make sure I say what I need to say. But if you don't have no questions, I'm not going to just be on here. So tonight, you know, I've really been kind of thinking that we need to really start talking about how to, you know, catch hoes, how to, you know, make your conversation effective when you, you know, at bitches. And, well, you know, the Boy Scouts a long time ago when I was in, they had a motto about always being prepared. And that's what we need to understand about this game that we in. Down and Dirty is for guys that want to be pimps. You know, that's what you want to be. So that's what the show is about. If you want to be a pimp, you cannot be afraid to talk. You have to be able to walk up to whoever and say whatever it is you want to say that you feel going to get you your action. That's what's important, saying what's going to get you the action. Because in a sense, you know, being a pimp, it's like being a Boy Scout because you have to always be prepared. And you have to be in this life, the game, you have to be prepared for what's coming up, even though you don't know what's coming up. You got to be prepared. So you guys with a little knowledge, you need to understand that being prepared means you are ready to talk. Now, I have, let's see, we got 5 or 6 people on here on the line. And I just wonder, What's going on with you guys? They know if you push 1, so you don't really have a question at this point. So I'll talk a little bit. But when I was in the streets, I didn't hesitate. I was not gun shy at all. I always had something to say to a bro, no matter what. Everything that I thought of, everything that I wanted to have. You know, all this stuff was always on my mind, you know, wanting to grow in the game. I wanted to be some. I wanted to be a real pimp. I did not, you know, I just wasn't playing. And I don't know, maybe you guys are serious, and I guess you think a bra is going to walk up to you and tell you that she want to get pimped on. But believe me, that's not what's going to happen. The only thing is going to help you, if anything going to help you, is being brave, being that, you know, the guy that's not gun shy. You got to walk up to that broad and say what it is you think you should say. Me, I wouldn't ask them about how the day is or any of that. I just walk up to them and tell them that I've been thinking about, you know, this or that, and want to know what they've been thinking about. So, as a matter of fact, I want to know what y'all be thinking about. 903-305, you on the line. What's happening with you?
And what's going on, bud? This is Jason, man. Jason Mitchell.
Jason, what's happening with you, man? You got some hoes?
No, I really don't. You know what? I'm on this line because I support what you do, bro. You being a man first, man, I respect that. I didn't have my father figure in my life, and man, I support you. That's all I want to say, brother. You know what I mean?
So you on here because you support? Do you lean towards having hoes, or are you just supporting me?
No,
period.
No.
You know. You,
I support you, period, because my father wasn't in my life, and I seen the type of men that my mom chose after my father, and what I want, and the reason why I respect you is because my father was some type. I mean, he was in the gang, you know.
Oh,
what I mean?
Okay.
And you know, I respect what he did, and I kind of knew that. He had other females, but he was really respectful with my mom or whatnot. But she knew that they were kind of going in a different direction. You know, she was a square and he was a, you know, in the street or whatnot. And you know, they broke up, I seen the men that she chose, and I just didn't want to follow in their footsteps because, I mean, I just didn't see that father figure or what my dad had taught me.
Well Jason, listen, man. Let me tell you something, Jason. I tell you what, you got one thing going for you, I see, and that's you respect the real. And evidently, Pops,
most definitely, brother.
Yeah, Pops evidently, you know, gave you some of that. And I say kudos to you, man, because what this is all about is just being real, you know, like you was,
right.
Like you did. You came on here, man, and you shot at me real, man, and I appreciate that. Just stay on here, man, and listen, because we're going to definitely talk, because, you know, you guys got to warm up, seem like, and they will, and everything's going to be cool. I cut you off, man. I didn't mean
God
to.
God bless you, man.
All right,
yeah,
bro.
Be
cool.
Much love.
All right. See, the thing that you guys don't understand about a brother like Jace, he didn't panic, you know, he didn't, I would imagine Jason could talk to bras. I don't know exactly what he want to talk about, but I do believe that just by me fronting him off like that, putting him on the line, and he stepped up to the plate, see, that encourages me, because I hope a lot of you guys is like that. And I see you, Private Number. What's your first name, man? What's going on with you, man? Private Number, you there? Okay, man, you ain't got to say nothing. See, that's what I'm talking about right there, man. You guys, you see two calls. I mean, they didn't have any questions, but I shot at them. See, what you got to understand is that's how life is. Life is going to come at you when it's not going to wait for you to be ready. It's not going to look for no green light or something on you to say go. Life coming at you. And if you know, you're going to be quiet, you know, it's fine, man, because it's not my life. It's your life. If you want your life to be like that, where you unsure of yourself, you so unsure of yourself that you can't talk, I mean, that's fine if that's what you want, but that's not what this show is about. That's why I come at a motherfucker, 832. What's your first name?
It's Drew Bone, man. Hold on right quick, Rosebud.
What's going on, Uncle Bud?
Ain't nothing, man. Drew Bone, okay. I kind of know a lot about you, bro. So,
really,
what you listening?
I got a question.
Come on.
A question. I mean, even though I ain't a pimp, but I can say I'm pimp-like because I always wanted to be one. So let me ask this question. When you got hoes, and you're dealing with these hoes, what is some of the things that you reference to where when bitches say something that could throw you off, but it don't throw you off? Like, because you know how to not be thrown off by a bitch. So when you're dealing with them kind of women, you know, from my standpoint, straight street hoes, like, what is something that you reference to within yourself?
That's, well, you just answered it with that last question. I always reference myself, man. when any kind of question come at me, and it's like she could be trying to be a little smart or not smart, but she's, you know how some bitches is. They just don't believe you got it. So they gonna try to ask you something that's strong. You have to be thinking to yourself, man, you know, I am ready for this shit. So you just, even if you don't answer her question, you just have to throw off from her question. Otherwise, she might, I can't really think of what she would ask me. What's a question that you get asked or you think that I'll let you, you can see it from there. You'll see how I roll. Do you have a question that you can shoot at me or what?
Well, most of the hoes I fuck with, even though it's not about them being hoes, but I look at them like hoes,
mm-hmm.
they always try to make me feel to some degree like I'm their man and they man only, and they throw a sympathy card behind. And the sympathy sometimes I try not to step on, but I be knowing I have to in order to keep things how I want it.
Well, now,
in other words, I'll give you a live scenario.
All right.
And, I text the wrong girl this morning. And when mm-hmm. I say I text the wrong girl, I text her in a way I would talk to another bitch. And I text her, I said, bitch, wake up. And she replied back, bitch, with like 10 question marks. And I responded, yeah. I said, bitch. I said, ho, call me. Because I continued on with my role playing. And when she called me, she immediately like, how could you call me a bitch? You know, I don't ever do. And I was like, listen, man, it ain't about you being a bitch, but it's about me referring to you as one. And I kind of just went at a hard. And I was like, damn, you know, did I wow. I might have ran the bitch off. But fuck it if I ran off, you know.
Wait. When you did go at a hard like that, did you run her off or did she stay on the phone with you and want to keep talking?
She stayed on the phone and she told me, I'm going to decide, should this conversation continue? And I said, well, hold on right quick. I said, let me see, can I find this button right quick? I want to show you something. And then I unlocked my phone, and I said, I found the button. I hung up on her. She was threatening to hang up on me.
Yeah, well, see, Drew Bone, I ain't going to really comment other than that's what you're supposed to do, man. When you start
okay,
off with something,
yes, all right.
when you start off with something, you got to go with it. And she ain't through. She gonna wait a day. Or maybe not even a full day, and she gonna hit you back, man. Because see, when I be talking to a broad, and I say, "Bitch, you got to understand," she say, "Well, wait a minute, I ain't no bitch. All women, you understand, in my life is bitches. But what you don't understand is that's a very word that I hold women in high esteem that I call bitches. I explain to them, you know, that being a bitch ain't what you think it is. And if you want it to be what you think it is, be upset, be whatever you are, and hang the phone up, because that's the kind of nigga I am. I'm not trying to, you know, I do want to please you. I want what I'm saying to please you. I'm not going to change what I'm saying or what I'm thinking to please you, because I want to be real with you. And you just keep going with it, you know, being real. You know, you speak with motherfuckers and you tell them they bitches. And if you don't want to be a bitch, you don't want to fuck with a nigga to think about women as bitches. And you knew that's where I was coming from. And
yeah.
You just keep going. You just keep going, man. And you make them understand that if you want to be insulted, be insulted. But that's not what I was trying to do when I said it. I said with affection. And if you don't want me to feel that way about you, fine. You understand?
I
ain't
love
tripping.
That too.
Yeah, you know, you have to be that way, man. You have to be that way, because when you are that way, see, you separated the scary bitches from the brave bitches. You know, when they can, you know, face you when you tell them the straight out truth, you got action that going where you trying to go with this bitch. When you got to, you know, coax them into accepting you, then you might get where you trying to go, but you probably not. They not for you. Every broad you talk to ain't for you, man, especially when you down and dirty. You know, you only want the ones that's down and dirty themselves to be responding to you or to be well, if you hear these dogs, man, my goddamn dogs, my girl is in heat, and dude, my boy keep trying to hit her, and right now she just don't want him to hit her, so they get to fighting, man. But so that's what's in the background. But man, what you did, though, Drew, that's the way to go, man. Don't back up from what you said. Don't change your conversation or tone to appease her. You know, you could have called her a slut. You could have called her anything if you wanted to insult her. You know, the word bitch is not insulting, and it's all about how you accept and you take what I say, baby. You know, however you do it, man. That's just it,
yeah,
man. That's some good shit, Drew. I'm gonna put you back in, and Drew gonna be listening to my other show too. And see, Drew Bone is cool with me. You know, he got a lot going for him. 803, I see you got a question. I'm coming at you. Hold on. 803, you there? What's your first name?
Hello, Rosebud.
Hey, what's happening? This is
who? I call him the Guru.
Guru, all right.
Steve Williams.
You talk to Steve Williams?
Yeah, I called to speak to Steve Williams. I sent him an email about being on my show tomorrow, and he said he would get back at me, so I would like to speak to him.
Well, Steve Williams got his own show, but he's not on this show. We do a show together, but that was this morning. This is my show.
Well, tell Steve Williams to call in.
I'll do that for you, Guru.
All right.
That's it? This ain't the dude, the Guru that called before, is it?
Yeah, this is the same Guru. You already know. But I want to speak to Steve.
Guru?
Yeah.
You sorry, man. But it's cool. It's all right.
I'm sorry.
It's all right, brother. Yeah.
No,
man. Your shit is weak because you wouldn't even talk to a brother, man. You was real weak. You said a whole bunch of foul shit. And then you ran off the phone. You wouldn't talk. So that's just tell me where you at right there. If you believed any other shit you were saying, you would have stood up to the question I had to ask you. And what I did ask you was, what in the fuck was you talking about? You're talking about everybody weak. You the one with all the game and all this stuff. And I think, let me just guess. I would guess you about 24 years old. And I know damn well by the way you talk, you ain't really got no bras, but you're going to say you do. I can't. You don't have no game about the streets whatsoever. And if you do, let's hear some.
I didn't call to speak to you. I like to speak to Steve.
All right, brother. If you didn't call to speak to me, go ahead on about your business. I'll put you in the coup. And you can stay on or get what?
Hey, Rosebud.
What? Go ahead.
I might be able to get you into my radio show next week. And then you can ask me all the questions you want. All
right, brother. I'll see you later. That guy is so weak. His shit, I wouldn't. I know Steve ain't going to be on this show. I wouldn't be on this show. He's weak. I don't like dudes that pretend, that fake. And dude is a serious faker. So don't be like, see, this is the kind of guy that will tell you all kind of shit about him that he, you know, think sounds cool, but he can't be real. He can't be real at all. He would have went on and answered that question if any question I asked, he would answer if he is real. But let's go on with the show. Now, I be trying to make sure that the guys that's listening to my show here, Down and Dirty, want to be in the streets, want to be in the street. They ain't got to be in the streets, but if you want to be in the streets, you got to know how to be in the street. And first and foremost, you never back down from shit because you'll be a punk if you do. That's what the streets think. That's how the streets think, and that's how they move. So when some man write and you see you can make it right, which you should be able to if you're talking, because as long as you're talking, you can correct anything. When you're listening, you might have to fucking go for whatever the sucker is saying. You don't want to go for what no sucker is saying, man. So you got to be able to run off at the mouth. You have to be able to talk. You ain't going to be sitting around listening to somebody that don't have no game. Because when you do that, you cut the shit you have short. You can't do that. I don't do it, and I don't want you to do it. I ain't going to be listening to no motherfucker that ain't got no game. Especially when they talking about having game. He's this guy, Guru, got whatever he got. And I hope his show just blow up and he be big as hell. So, you know, the good Guru. I'm happy for you, man. I'm glad you got your own show. And I bet you it's full of the guys that's just like you, especially if they listen to you. Anyway, when you live your life, there's knowledge out there for you, and you should be gaining knowledge as you doggone live. The knowledge you gain is going to help you navigate through the streets of what you're doing, your life. Now, if you're a pimp, or if you're a guy that want to be a pimp, see, what you should navigate is, actually, you should gravitate towards gain. And everything you say should be in a respectful manner, unless somebody disrespect you, and that so that you can grow. You can't actually grow in the streets without being respectful, because men respect men. And pimps, they respect a motherfucker that's got some pimping in them. Even if what they are on a level a little lower, you respect them. And you see, I told the dude, I hope he have a good show. I hope his life is well. Because I ain't trying to argue with no motherfucker. I ain't trying to force no shit on them. So you understand, when you live in your life should be able to, like, reinforce all the things that you think about, so that you can live your life to the apex or the top of what it is you're trying to get to. Now, I mean, I know you gain knowledge, the knowledge you have, most of you, in the house. You didn't gain it in the streets. But you got to be willing to use even the little knowledge you learned in the house and when you get in the streets, because that's what's going to increase. You got to start from somewhere. So what? I don't care that you listened to this or that and you found out what you wanted to do. Once you realize what you want to do, you got to start going at it, and you got to go at it on the real. And the best place to learn is in the streets, because that's where you get all the different criteria that's going to let you rise or fall. You're going to meet all kind of people. You're going to meet all kind of dudes, some of them sharp, some of them not. But what you want to do is distinguish who is sharp, so that you can see that person again and have a further conversation, to see him again and have a further conversation. And as you see this person that's sharp, you're going to meet another person that's sharp. The streets will teach you. The streets will make you see where you're lacking at. And if you've got any street in you, you got a better chance to really get at motherfuckers. Now, I told you guys, I need you to punch one. The number to call in is 515-605-9373. I don't really want, we ain't talking about dating on this one, on this show. That's Ask Rosewood, which is coming on Sundays. You know, see, I support young dudes like Boss Hogg or HD the Great or Young Ramses. See, these dudes is pimps, and, you know, they're not afraid to talk. They don't need to be on the program because they in the streets doing their thing. If you on the program, and this is the D&D show, you supposed to know that we talk about game. Like Drew Bone, he say he ain't in the streets like that, but he in the streets the way he want to be in the streets, which I respect that. So I want to say again to you guys, punch one, so that we can talk. I will, you know, say these few things I have to say, but if, you know, not enough of you want to talk, you know, then I ain't got to be on the show. You know, you can listen to me talk on the Ask Rosewood show if you just want to listen to what I'm saying. But I got these tools. Let me talk about them for a minute. I mentioned them earlier. These tools that you guys got, the 4-for-1. And I'm sure some of you that's on the line got the 4-for-1. And I'm wondering how you feel about them, because I talk about the game hours at a time. I got 9 hours worth up there right now. I only had four when I offered you guys the 4-for-1. That's why I gave them all to you. I'm not giving them all away anymore. But I mean, if you really understand that when you in the streets and when you talking about game, especially if you're talking to a broad, see, you sound like a philosopher, because if you're really kicking it about the game, you're saying what things mean to you and how you perceive these things. And see, most dudes don't, especially in the streets, stop trying to catch a hoe. They don't realize that you're not going to catch a hoe saying no doggone slick shit, you know, some kind of rhyme bullshit or whatever. You're going to catch a hoe by being real. And if you got a lot of things to talk about concerning your philosophical view of being in the streets, see, this girl wants to talk to you. And she's going to respond. 9 out of 10 times she's going to respond positively because she want to be in the streets. Because the moment you mention being in the streets, if she don't want to be in it, she should break and go. But they don't. They do want to be in the streets. So you guys need to learn as much as you can about the street. Sayings, people you guys, a lot of people misuse the sayings. They don't really understand. One of the big ones is they've overheard niggas talking about, they know, I don't fuck no hoes. I don't fuck no goddamn hoe. Well, see, the thing about that is every saying, not just that one, every saying has a root and is rooted in to keep you down, not suppressed down about your game. And when you hear a dude like me or some other motherfucker say, man, I ain't fucking no hoe, you know, we don't mean we ain't really fucking no hoe. What we mean is we not fucking. We not the kind of motherfucker that want to just fuck a bitch, because that's what suckers do. We ain't suckers no more. We the kind of motherfucker that want to have a bitch that's going to do something for us. But unless we a monk, we got to fuck somebody. Now, me personally, and I hope y'all too, ain't no way in the world I would fuck a bitch that wasn't paying me. Ain't no way in the world I would fuck a bitch that wasn't paying me. Ain't no way in the world I think I could fuck good enough to make a bitch pay me. What I believe is that my conversation and the way I am is going to get this bitch liking me. And when she do, I'm going to direct her to pay me. And when she starts paying me, ain't no way in the world I ain't going to fuck that bitch. But I ain't going to fuck that bitch when we have a problem and I'm thinking sex is going to get us, you know, through the problem. I ain't going to be no sucker like that, because that's not what it's about. What it is about is being real to the game. So let's say you got a hoe. You got a couple of hoes. The bitches know you ain't fucking them. What are they going to do? Pay you for not fucking them? Okay, if you believe that, believe it, man. Some bitches will, you know, do that, because I know there are bitches that would pay a lamppost if the lamppost had some arms and hands, because they ain't thinking about nothing. But if you want to grow and you want to have a gang of bitches, you got to be dealing with them sexually. You can't be dealing with the other bitches that ain't going to bust a grape, because that's what a lot of motherfuckers do today. They be talking about they ain't going to fuck no hoe. In reality, they scared of what that hoe do. And then they're trying not to, but they do. They be comparing themselves with what they think motherfuckers be doing in the streets as far as fucking them hoes. 773. I got you. What's up?
I got you. What's up, bud? How you feeling, man?
I'm good, man. How about you?
I'm all good, man. I just wanted to start out by saying, man, that guy Guru, he sounded a little suspect, man. He called in on Steve's show yesterday with that same tone, you know, asking Steve to be on his show. That's a little weird, man. Now he calling your show. It's like, that's crazy.
Well, see, you know, you can see a motherfucker a mile away. All they got to do is open their mouth and start talking. I know him. I met him years ago. And years ago, I don't know him personally, but I know him by being a sucker. He's a sucker. And the only thing he wanna try to grow by having a motherfucker like Steve on his show, so he can paste it on his page or whatever, he uplift it to wherever and try to act like he got game, man. But he don't. He ain't about it, man. What else going on with you?
I'm all good. I'm all. I said I said motherfucker sound like Chris. But what I want to say though is, man, you know, how do you keep a bitch down, man? You know, you fresh. I know you fresh starting out in the game. You know, how do you keep a chick down, man? Without all that extra, you know, all that extra gorilla pimping type shit. You know, how do you really keep a chick down, man? And you know what, she not scared, and you know, keep her into the game.
Bro, the way you do that is to always be kicking shit about the game. and you kick shit that's relevant, and you represent the shit that you kick when you're in the streets. Not in the streets, but I'm talking about when you're in the streets game-wise, you represent the goddamn shit you be talking. That keeps the broad down. See, that's why bitches argue, and you got to slap them and shit, because you're not really doing or acting the way you say you do or act, and she be suspect. She be wanting to talk. She be wanting to argue. And me personally, the way my biggest thing was, look, bitch, you can either do it like this or you can get the fuck out of my goddamn face, because you don't even have to be around me. I don't want you around me talking that silly shit. I have the motherfucking courage to fire your motherfucking ass. I ain't got to have you. You know, I want to fuck with you right now, and if you keep talking the shit you're talking, I ain't gonna fuck with you. I ain't gonna put my hands on you unless you really piss me off, you know, but now I ain't gonna let it go that far, because I'm gonna quit talking to a bitch. 9 out of 10 times, the best way to have a bitch down is to represent what you say out your mouth to the fullest. If you say that you don't play with bitches, you know what I'm saying, you ain't gonna be one of these motherfuckers running around fucking bitches and shit. You can't have no girlfriends on the side. You can't do none of that shit. You have to do the things that real men do, real pimps. And 9 out of 10 of them don't have no side hustle. Don't be talking about anything except the game. Otherwise, if I hear a lot of guys today, they talking this pimp shit. But in reality, they say also that they're a rapper. You know, they're a rapper. And well, bitches don't respect that. So what they're going to do is challenge you, because they already see you lying. So be truthful with a bitch and stand up to what you say is the way I would answer that for a short answer. Be truthful to her, be straight up, and stand up to what you say, because what you say is what you represent. You do what you say, man. You mean what you say. You do what you say. And what you say is real, because that's what you follow. You understand what I'm saying, man?
No, I'm with y'all over saying that. Now, I hear you chopping up the game a lot, man. We know as teams, and we know that the game has changed a lot, you know. And just like on a basketball court, you know, you didn't even used to have a 3-point line. Now you got a 3-point line now. So I use it as an analogy to say, you know, it's monkey wrenches in the game now that back in your day it wasn't in there, where, you know, people went by the book, you know, and actually, you know, pimp by the book. And things was organized, and like you said, you pretty much had a group of men who would come together and who would teach, you know, men how to be men. It was a fraternity, you know.
Yeah.
I know that's still. I'm sorry.
What happened, man? You got cut off. Go ahead. You know what?
No, I know that's still around to the day with the older peas, but with the younger peas, it's a little bit different. You know, so what's your advice to the younger peas now, with how the game has changed, with, you know, with the cases being in play? You know, back in the day, you used to be you get into one of your holes, you know, or walk around, you know, they say you walk around the corner. Nowadays, they putting you under the jail. I mean, so what's your advice to younger peas to really keep their head on their shoulders and not end up in hell, you know, a chip?
Look, man, let me start off like this, man. Back in the day, it was a fraternity of motherfuckers. But that same fraternity, we didn't allow motherfuckers to come in, let's say, on Sunset Boulevard with some weak shit, because that's how the game got fucked up. Motherfucking dudes that's claiming they real and shit, allowing suckers in the streets to say and do and think shit. We didn't allow it. Now, what I would suggest to the younger motherfuckers is to adopt, you know, or readopt the old school way of being down. Because if you understand, you know, you water seeks its own level, as they say. So if you are in the game and you want to rise, you have to talk and be around dudes where you got a lot of background noise, man. Can you cut that shit back? Yeah, okay. What I'm saying is, what I'm saying is you gotta make sure that you deal with motherfuckers that think like you. If you doing that, you got a good chance of running into another motherfucker who think like you. Now it's three, and you three running around, you're going to run into another, and you guys hang out somewhere at a bar or wherever, and you guys kick this game around. I did not allow suckers to be in my conversation, because what they're going to do is they're going to take what I say, and they're going to misuse it, and they're going to be beating, you know, suckers get around way more bitches than real niggas do. I don't know how they do it, but they do. Back in the day, they had motherfuckers that wanted to be, it was not Backpage, but it was called the Hollywood Press. And they would rather advertise they bitches. And you know, some of them niggas would want to come out because they do have a bitch or two on that back, not the Backpage, but in the Hollywood Press. And they putting ads in. And that shit, they made money on this shit, but that wasn't the game. They were scared to come out on the street and talk. And they were scared for their bitches to be anywhere around real shit because we was peeling them. And that's, we going to peel your bitch, man, with this game, and you going to ride by and see that bitch on the track. And you could have had that bitch on the track if you had been real. All steel sharpens steel, as they say. So you going to be around motherfuckers that's sharp. And you sound like you know, you got what it takes. So being around dudes is going to actually help you develop even more, because, you know, everybody trying to impress everybody, but not on the weak impress, just on the respect impress. You know, you want to impress a motherfucker so that they can appreciate where you coming from. And once you see that they are appreciating it, you know, you're going to have a reputation is going to be developing. Once you get your reputation, everywhere you go, your reputation is at stake. That's why you stay sharp. That's why you stay on top of what you're saying. And that's why you make what you're saying understandable. You don't want to talk in rhyme. Well, niggas did say rhyme, shit that rhymed, but not because they spoke in rhymes. You know, they just said something and it might have rhymed and it sounds sharp. And, you know, we laugh about it and shit. We believed in being real at all times. And we ain't trying to play around with no hoe. We ain't trying to get no bitch to like us. You know, bitch, you gonna pay us, and as you pay us, you gonna see that we worth being paid, because we don't be bullshitting. We don't try to fool you into it or trick you into it. You know, whatever you pay, as far as on a regular, you know, months down the line, motherfuckers start buying you shit, start doing shit for you. A few years down the line, you kind of in with me anyway. I'm going to get you shit, almost the same shit I get, but not the same shit I get. But I'm saying, if I get new clothes, new car, whatever, I'm going to do that shit for you. But it's going to be on the whole level. But you can't just have your hand out trying to accept money and you don't make the bitch progress. You know, you got to get the bitch. You got to upgrade the bitch apartment. You know, she started out in a little Motel 6 or whatever, a few, you know, weeks of paying you. You're going to upgrade her to a better motel. Or hotel, and you know, she keep paying you, you're going to get her an apartment. And you know, all of this kind of shit is investing in the game. It's not really spending your money crazily like these guys do, go buy these big old tires and all this stupid ass shit, instead of trying to invest in your game. To me, if a bitch is paying you $300 a day, man, within 30 days, you got like $9,000-$10,000. And you should be able to do something with that shit. You know, you should be able to actually impress you, yourself, the bitch, and your friends with the moves you make with that money, because you're getting that shit every month. I never worried about what I got the bitch, because the bitch earned it. If the bitch had a car, believe me, she paid me a car note and insurance every motherfucking day. I paid that shit once a month. Who's winning? You know, shit. You got to think like that. Think with game. You got it?
Oh, yeah. I got you, too. But I got one more question. You can put me back in the queue, but
all right.
Man,
all
right. So my last thing is, you know, going back to the game, man, you know, when a lot of the older people was coming up, you know, when realistically, a lot of y'all came up in that crack era, you know, and you know, of course, you know, I'm not saying women were more naive, but I'm saying it seemed like nowadays, you know, the women have changed. You see what I'm saying? Their mentality, the way they think, with this, you know, new feminist, independent, you know, movement. So, you know, I mean, how did you deal with, you know, what was your energy on dealing with people? I know now it's different, but what was your energy on dealing with, you know, renegade, half hoe, and, you know, type female? And I mean, because it seemed like it's a fluctuation of just renegade, you know, renegade bitches out here now. You know, so how did I know you cut a lot of them off, but how did you deal with this type of, you know,
see, I didn't deal with them, man, and that's the problem, man. When you see, there was renegades out there, you know, but they couldn't hoe, you know, they would be in a club, and you can't put them out in no club because the club ain't yours. But if they stepped on the street, tried to do that shit, we wouldn't let them get no money. You know, if you ain't represented, you ain't hoeing. But now, if you in the club buying drinks, I can't, you know, really do shit. But I certainly ain't going to flirt with you. I ain't going to talk to you. Now, a renegade bitch could get caught, you know, as far as she a renegade because she don't really know shit. But the problem with the bras today is the dudes don't know shit. The dudes accept that kind of shit. The dudes, I mean, to be a pimp and to have another job as far as you're a rapper too. See, that's killing the game as far as they go. Not rapping. There ain't nothing wrong with being a rapper. I ain't against rappers. A rapper is a rapper, but a pimp is a pimp. You know, there motherfuckers were singers back then, and if they decided to pimp, like Philmo Slim, he quit that shit because you can't do both. You got to be real. And the women today are so used to dealing with dudes that are not real that they think they know as much as the dudes. So you got these bras to be talking about, she don't need no pimp, woo, woo, woo. Baby, you so don't need a pimp. You need a motherfucker that understand a hoe, which is a pimp. You know, you flip that shit on and let them understand that what they doing is heading for destruction because they not trying to follow instructions. A motherfucker like you, like me, we got instructions for a bitch. And if you follow it, you're going to be all right. But if you don't follow it, you're going to be bumping heads with not only me, with every motherfucker you run into because you're trying to act as if you got a dick big as mine. You know, that's how bitches are today, man. That's why they need a person like me. They need a person like me because I am not putting up with it. And I'm going to make the sense in why I'm not putting up with it. And I'm going to go on if it takes more than a minute or two to talk to this bitch because I ain't wasting no time with her. I would not sit with no brow talking about she don't need no man and shit and be having a drink with her. I wouldn't do that kind of shit. I wouldn't let the bitch nowhere near me like that. And that's the problem. You guys don't put the separation in it like we did. We separated that shit. We labeled you, and the hoes that was real hoes labeled you, and that was it. You know, if you really look into the way it was back in the day, the reason it was like that was so it wouldn't get like this. If you allow this kind of shit in, this kind of shit is going to continue to deteriorate what the game really is about until it's no longer recognizable. And it's almost at that point now where it's not recognizable. You can't recognize who's real, you know, because everybody is real. No, man, everybody's not real. Everybody's faking. The real niggas is somewhere on the track fucking with hoes, whereas all these computer-generated motherfuckers is pretending to be doing that, talking to the bitches. The bitches is saying that they weak punks, and they think they basically saying everybody is weak. That's why they fucked up. So I would advise you and all your friends to be more stronger and more stricter on them motherfucking bitches. Don't fuck with them when they, you know, punks like that. You feel me?
I'm with you, bud. I'm with you, man. Yeah.
All right, man. Hey, man, that was some good shit, man. I like kicking it with you, man. I'll put you back in like you said. Now, I see this sucker nigga still on here with that. I'm not putting you in, man, so you may as well get off the motherfucking show because I'm not going to listen to your bullshit. Just like that, bro, that just got off the phone. That's how you don't fuck with these motherfucking knucklehead motherfuckers, man. You know, they going to fuck the game up, man, and just, I don't know what he's trying to do, man, but he sure ain't going to get me to participate in that goddamn bullshit. So let me get 319, 319-610. what's up with you, man? I know you ain't got, you didn't press one or nothing, but I'm pressing your shit. What's going on?
What's up, Rosebud? This is Michael Weston, man. I'm just sitting back and enjoying the show, man, listening to you kick real shit, because I'm a square, and I'm just, I'm a square, but I'm just trying to learn and soak some shit up, man, and just incorporate it into my arsenal, man, the best way I can. That's it. That's all I got.
Hey, well, man, I ain't mad at you, Michael Weston. I know you, and I respect you, too, so let me put you back in. So you guys, I'm going to go back to sayings. You know, when you hear a motherfucker say, when you hear me say that I can see through muddy water and spot dry land, that has a meaning too. A motherfucker don't say shit to just be saying it. The meaning behind it is what's important. And that's what you guys don't understand, because there is a genuine meaning behind all the little sayings that you've been hearing. Even if it sounds really slick, that's not what the meaning is. Seeing through water and spot dry land mean, seeing through muddy water and spot and dry land means that hoes, bitches, they present a lot of different bullshit to a motherfucker like us. And sometimes the shit is like a gang of it coming at once. So what you do is you stand fast to what you believe, but you still address that bullshit. And otherwise, bitches talking whatever shit about you getting all the money and all this other stuff, and I ain't this and I ain't that. Well, I tell you what, bitch, why don't you just take your little $3 and go give it to the next motherfucker? Because I ain't trying to hear that shit. You know, you got to understand how to put a bitch in her place, because that bitch, she's only one bitch, and you got gang of bitches. See, and that's another thing that you guys don't understand. One bitch is too close to no bitch. So you're going to take some shit from that bitch. That's why you're supposed to have 3, 4, 5 bitches. So you don't fucking take no shit from now one bitch. And once they see this, once they realize that your ass got bitches, otherwise the bitch say, well, I'm making all the money. Bitch, you're not making all the money. You're making the money you make, but I make all the money because I got 4 other bitches paying me. I ain't needing your goddamn shit. You know, I'm not a motherfucker that got one bitch and got to listen to you talk that shit about what you doing. You ain't doing shit. You know, all you doing is participating in what I'm allowing you to participate in. And a matter of fact, you can't participate no more. And you get rid of the bitch. The bitch is going to come back. She going to come back, but she going to come back straight. I done did it too many times in my motherfucking life to not be telling you the truth. You let the bitch know that shit she talking ain't shit. You ain't trying to hear it. And to emphasize that I ain't trying to hear it, here, bitch, take this money back that you gave me tonight, and you better go choose a motherfucker with it, because you can't get no more money till I get a phone call. You let the bitch know. Motherfucker better call me. And when he call me, I'm going to be cool with the nigga. I ain't going to be mad at him because he got the bitch. Nigga, you got the bitch. You got a stupid bitch. But, you know, maybe you can straighten out. Maybe you got time. I don't know. I got 4 or 5 other hoes. I ain't got time for that bitch shit. And you that's pimping, man. That's how you have a motherfucking bitch not willing to try you. Especially when you're the kind of motherfucker that starts, you know, having shit that's worth their efforts. Otherwise, bitch paying you every day and you got her wearing some fucking Kmart clothes or whatever. Nah, man. That you can't you don't want to be like that. You know, my bitches had swank apartments that they hold out of. They didn't have to hold out no motherfucking motel. Bitch, you bring them motherfuckers to your spot. I don't live there. I ain't caring that the motherfucking trick's coming up in that motherfucker. But what that's doing is putting that bitch in a mentality that she got something to lose. So she ain't going to be fucking with you in that the way these bitches do today. The bitches today don't have nothing to lose. And 9 out of 10 of them, they're not trying to, you know, risk what they think they got to get something to lose. Bitches in the yesterday, older days, they understood. If the nigga is representing it, I'm going to give him a chance. And the bitch will give you a chance. You get to kicking it with that bitch. Next thing you know, you and that bitch is on your way. But the real thing that made her be that way is that a motherfucker always had more than one hoe. You got to have more than one hoe. You got to start with one. So you at one point, you're going to have one. But 2 years later, and you still got one, come on, that's not pimping. And the bitch see that. She sees that. If you pimping, you out every day to catch another bitch. Now, you guys, a lot of you guys, you fucking get money from your hoe, and you go to the strip joint and you spend money on hoes. I mean, come on, that's all disrespecting the game. When we used to go to strip joints, but we ain't spending shit, and we didn't stay there but 5 or 10 minutes to look at the bitches, see which one we might want to get at, and when they get off, we gonna get at them. But about making it rain or whatever the hell you motherfuckers be talking about, that's trick shit. That's nothing but trick shit. And hoes see bitches today, see that shit, and real niggas have to suffer for that shit because they think you part of that making it rain crew. We not part of that shit. So the thing we did was not be involved with that shit. And the more you not involved with it, the more you separate yourself from these guys that are involved with that shit. You know, I got tubes, man, for on Down and Dirty. Just go look at the name of them and see which one you like and get one of them motherfuckers, man. It's a whole hour of each one of them. It's a whole hour of whatever the subject is. And the last one I made, I'm telling you, is about getting in a bitch head. If you don't know how to get in her head, you don't know how to do no pimping, man. And if you don't know how to do no pimping, what's wrong with you admitting it and going and get the tool? You don't have a whole bunch of dudes to sit up and talk about this shit with, you know, so you're going to have to get this game some kind of way. And that's the only reason that I'm doing down and dirty. I am so tired of the guys that, you know, talk about they got game and they got this, they got that. Motherfucker, that guru motherfucker was talking about how much game he got. Man, I get so much pussy. Come on, man. That's right there, you already said you ain't got no fucking game. Because game ain't about getting pussy. Pussy comes, man, because you got bitches. Bitches got pussy. So you don't have to focus your conversation or your thoughts. Excuse me for a second. I thought I heard one of my dogs crying. I had to make sure my mail. And I got a badass pit and a badass Roddy. I'm finna mate him. But anyway, you gotta understand, man, this shit ain't about pussy. Pussy comes. When you got bitches, you're going to have a variety of pussies to fuck if that's the case. Because each one of them motherfuckers paying you, they deserve your time. When you give it to them, you're talking to this particular bitch. And you got all the time in the world to put you in that bitch. And that's the whole thing about pimping. When you get a hoe, you don't just accept money. That's not what it's about. You instill you in the bitch. We used to say bitches should be a mirror reflection of the man. And nine out of 10 of them today are a mirror reflection of a man. They man because the man ain't shit. The man is a weak motherfucker that go. They let the bitches sit at the table with them while they talking to other dudes. They let the bitches do everything that we never would let a bitch do. We barely would let a bitch ride in the same car with us as far as when we kicking game. The only time the bitch hears some game is when we kicking it with her or she talking to some fucking other hoes. This shit has rules in it, man. And I want you guys to follow the rules so that you can be a much better pimp, man. That's what I want. And that's where I'm coming from. You got to be prepared, you know, because through diligently dealing with the game for the game's sake, you're going to learn how to spot things about that's about to happen. You're gonna learn how to instruct this broad how to not avoid the police, because the police, that's their job. They're going to be out there. There's no way you're going to avoid the police. But there's a way to get them to respect you. There's a way to get them to not really fuck with you long as you're moving. You know, you got to be moving. You can't just be in one spot. But these guys today, they don't even have the bitches on the street. So to them, that's elevating their game. And that's like bigger, that's better. But I'm telling you, what if the computer go out? If something happened to the computer, your whole day is shot. And until you get it fixed, you ain't going to get no money. Where is that in the game? You get money every day. A motherfucker like me get money every day. You train a bitch to groom the tricks. And when the goddamn trick date that motherfucking bitch, that bitch is saying some shit slick enough to the trick that's going to make him want to date her again. Now, when the next time he fuck with the motherfucking bitch, she upping the price. She ain't going to up what she giving, but she going to up the price. And she going to make that motherfucker pay. And the next time, she going to be then called him because the motherfucker is going to give his number up. Now, what you're doing is you putting your own book together. And when you have a book, you know, after, let's say, 6-7 months of this, and you got a book, your bitch could start dealing with making some calls. Let's say she go to work around 2 o'clock in the afternoon. At like 12, the bitch is up making some calls. And she's setting some shit up. She got her own spot. The motherfucker going to meet her on the track, and then you're going to go to the spot. You never really let the motherfucker meet you at your spot. You meet him on the track. You keep him in the mind of being a trick. See, you got to tell bitches this kind of shit so they'll know about this kind of shit. But if you don't know it and you don't want to kick it with the guys that do know it, how you going to learn it? See, this is how you really roll when you pimping, man. You know, the phone works, you know, but you don't work the phone. You just, you know, you got these phone numbers, and when shit get a little slow, you call one of them motherfuckers. And you don't sit at home and wait for one of them motherfuckers to call you. That's not getting money. That's like being bought. You know, you guys, a lot of you guys walk around with the price stamped on your forehead, and the bitch think that she could get that, and then she owns you. Nah, man, it's the other way around. There is no price. I never had a fucking quota. Bitch, you give me your best, and your best better not be no punk shit. You know, and it better not be the same shit too many days in a row. What I'm saying is I kept my motherfucking bitches sharp by making them understand satisfying me is what it's all about. Paying me is the perk I get for getting satisfied. Now, I'm definitely not saying it ain't about the money. It is about the money to an extent, but it's not just about the money. It's about you and your principles and how your principles get you paid. You and your principles put you around other dudes that, you know, see your principles and respect your principles, and your reputation gets started. Your reputation gets started, and you go to other places with your reputation, and you find out that people know about you when you get there. That means you blowing up. You doggone go here, you go there, all in different cities, all in different states. People know about you, and that gets you, and when they see you, you represent what they heard, and they doggone really start thinking that you are not a Superman, but it's like you're a Superman, because they don't get to run into motherfuckers that represent what they say all the time. I went, bought that Rolls Royce cash dollars, had the money in my pocket, all 37,000 of it. Pulled that shit out, bought that car, had my pink slip. Now, goddamn it, I'm happy as hell rolling down the goddamn track in the Rolls Royce and shit. But that didn't stop me from fucking with bitches, because now I got a, man, the Rolls Royce ain't shit. I bought the Rolls Royce didn't buy me. So what I'm saying is the Rolls Royce is just how I roll. That is not me not getting out the car and fucking with hoes. I'm going to get out the car and fuck with hoes. I'm going to get out the car and fuck with pimps. I'm going to get out the car and fuck with niggas that don't even have a car, because I'm not bigger than them because I got a Rolls Royce. I am a motherfucker with a Rolls Royce. So I'm bigger than the average motherfucker that's talking about they big. But all of that shit didn't mean shit, because once you get out the car can talk for you. Your jury can't talk for you. The only thing that could represent is you. So when you get out the car, you better be the kind of nigga that can be respected, or a motherfucker gonna take that goddamn car from you. They gonna pad up or some shit. I never had none of them problems because I was never off the streets. I don't care what I had, how I got it done, designed, built, you know, whatever. I still was a nigga that could be on the streets. And that's where you really get your respect, on the streets. Them hoes supposed to see you on the street. Them hoes supposed to understand that's your where you work. That's your university, Sidewalk University. That's where you go to school at. That's where you learn. It's all about progression. But it's not about thinking you bigger than the street or you bigger than the game. You just really up for a sad awakening, a rude awakening, if you think like that. And a lot of dudes, once they start getting a little money, they start thinking like that. They start thinking that they bigger than this, they better than that. Man, you ain't shit. Because once you get out the car, they're going to see you ain't shit. Now, let me go on and say something else. If you get information you're talking to a broad, and you get information from her because as you talk to her, she's saying something, and you have to be able to see where she's coming from as you're talking to her. You're unable to talk to her, and you can tell if the bitch lying or faking. And when you do be able to see that, you don't accept it. You stay there and point it out to them how they faking. And you can point it out in a sentence that they said, point that sentence out. And you make them take that shit back or you don't fuck with them. You know, this is what makes it separates you from these other guys that just completely accept the bitch lying. They know she lying and they just accept it, you know, and they still be trying to catch her. Man, bitches is starting to rule this shit with their bullshit. Like the brother earlier was saying, you know, so many dudes are out here accepting this whack ass shit that is making an influx of bitches that don't have no respect for the game. If you don't have respect for the game, how is the bitch going to have respect for the game? You know, bitches have always been the ones that made the money as far as that go, but nobody has ever let them accept that bullshit because in reality, I make the money because I'm the one that end up with it. Now, if you think you could take your money and not give it to me and I don't have any money like it would be with most of you guys because you only have one bitch, you see, that's where it's fucked up. The pimping has slowed down with the guys today. The pimping, the way you establish being a pimp has slowed down. It's been watered down. Everybody have their own version of the pimping. A dude could be from Detroit. Another dude could be from Memphis. Another dude could be from Hollywood. And another guy could be from Seattle. And they get together and they all think the same shit. They have different ways of expressing it, but they all believe the same shit because they all believed in the game. They all would sit up and they, you know, this dude got to be talking about what he's talking about because it's a whole different, it's the weather is different up there. So things are different. Down here, it's like this, but every one of us, we all understood it's about us. It's not about the bitch. We ain't having no one bitch. You know, you got a hustling partner when you got one bitch. You don't have no hoes. You have a hoe, and she hustles with you. And the cold part about it, unless she go get some money, you ain't gonna have none. See, this makes the average dude with one bitch eat shit from a goddamn hoe. Because he want to have some money. So he'll say this, that, and the other. Let's say he live over here and I come to visit him. And the bitch say, bitch, the nigga say, well, bitch, why you ain't getting ready to work? Because I ain't ready to go to work yet. See, that nigga'd accept that. He'd accept that goddamn shit right in front of me, and I wouldn't fuck with him no more. But the reason he accepted is because he ain't got but one bitch. And if he don't accept that shit from that one bitch, he gonna stop getting money. See, that's the problem. That's the problem right there. When you have one bitch, you so close to no bitch till you accept bullshit from the bitch and the bitch loses respect for you. And you got to really put this together. They lose respect for you, man. And it's all about the respect level that you have in the streets. It's all about that. You got to stay sharp, like I'm saying. You got to be able to see this kind of shit. Man, when I did have one bitch, because like I say, you got to have one bitch before you have two, before you have three. So what I'm saying is I had one bitch. But when I had one bitch, I acted like I had five bitches, six bitches, especially in that bitch eyes, because nothing she said mattered to me. Look, take your fucking money and go give it to somebody else because I'm going to have me some motherfucking money. Knowing goddamn well I ain't got no hoe, no other hoe. But when I caught another hoe, I mean, now I really could say this with conviction. And the more conviction I had, because this second bitch is hearing this shit too, now I got two bitches hearing my shit. Now I'm really able to put my foot down about this game. I was able to put my foot down when I had one bitch, because when you have one bitch, she ain't going to do no more than you allow her to do. And what you allow her to do when you listen to her bullshit, is think little of you. And that's what the deal is today. They let the bitches say and do anything, goddammit, and it belittles them to the bitch, and pretty soon the bitch don't respect you. if you stand up, if you make this bitch deal with you on your terms, she'll respect the fuck out of you and she'll keep paying you. Because of that one bitch I had her for about 9 months by herself. Had a hoe come in, you know, here and there, but had that one bitch for 9 months and never, ever gave her any footing as far as to be able to talk some goddamn shit about me having one bitch. You could either pay me or you can leave. And the bitch never wanted to leave because she liked me. And she liked me because I stood up about the game all the time. I never wavered from standing up. I always pressed her. The bitch called me talking about, man, these police crazy out here. Bitch called me from jail. I don't want to hear you calling me talking about what the police do. That's their job to be crazy. Next call I get from you, it better be from jail or you better be getting some money. I ain't letting the bitch punk me off and tell me about the police making it difficult for her to work. And I say, well, go home or whatever the fuck you niggas be saying. Nah, bitch, call me from jail. I don't want to hear no shit about what the police do because they pose to do what they do. These motherfuckers sweating me out here. Bitch, anybody putting their hands on you will know. Well, then get my motherfucking money, bitch. Them motherfuckers supposed to be sweating your motherfucking ass because you out there on the turf and they working. I ain't trying to be, you know, I ain't going to interfere with that. But if they put their hands on you, stop my money, call me, let me know. That's the only time I want to hear from you. Don't call me no more. They respect that shit. They love to hear you saying that kind of goddamn shit to them because it makes them strong. It makes them want to pay you because you ain't they don't feel like they buying you like these motherfuckers today. They feel like they buying these niggas. So since I'm buying this motherfucker, I could say what I want to. That's why they say what they want to. That's why they do what they want to do. Run around acting like they can smoke cigars and shit. You know, got their pants hanging down like dudes. All this stupid shit going on today. Nah, man. I catch a white bitch. Bitch, you better not come in here trying to sound like you a black motherfucker. Yeah, you motherfucker. You better be white. I caught you white and you better stay white. Period. They used to love it because I'm not trying to blend in with motherfuckers. I'm setting the pace. I'm a pace setter. You know, and the bitch see this. And she want to be with this. You know, and you just, the more you see that they see it, the more you keep putting it down. That's where I'm at. I'm going to just randomly choose one of you. Catch 405-982. What's your first name?
What's up with it, OG, man?
This is what's happening with you?
Me, man.
This who?
Man, just big chilling, man. Finesseful, man. I ain't got no question, man. I'm just here trying to soak up this good game, man, so I can stay down about it and really, you know, I'm talking about catch me a fresh bitch.
Hey, and do that, brother, because that's the only way you're going to do it, stand down and being about it. You'll catch a fresh bitch. You always got to be looking for the fresh one. And I'm going to put you back in, but let me tell you guys something about the fresh one. The fresh one is the bitch you want. Because that's what I used to tell my motherfucking bitch. The bitch I care about is the bitch I ain't got. Now, if I got you, you motherfucker, you better be caring about me. Period. It ain't about you no motherfucking no. I'm not one of these goddamn fools that's going to be trying to satisfy your motherfucking ass because you paying me. You paying me because I demand to be paid, and I'm not going to be a sucker because I'm being paid. I'm a stand-up motherfucker. I'm going to always be a stand-up motherfucker. And you either better be a stand-up hoe or you're getting fired. I'm telling you, that's your best weapon when you got more than one bitch. Even when you got one bitch, it's your best weapon. To let the bitch know you will fire her motherfucking ass. Bitch, you fired. Get your motherfucking shit. Man, I remember I would have a round table with them hoes, 5-6 hoes sitting on the couch, you know, and I'm talking to all them bitches. One of them motherfucking bitches one time told me, but you don't even make none of the money. I said, what, bitch? And the bitches scooted away from me because they thought I was going to sock that little bitch. But no. Nah, I told the little bitch, look, bitch, she had been with me about 2 months or something. I had got her a few outfits, blah, blah, blah. I said, get your little shit, get all the shit, and get your motherfucking ass out of here because you fired. She said, what? You can't fire me. That's what you think, bitch. You fired. And get your shit. And I turned around to walk off. This bitch dove over the coffee table and grabbed my leg. And I'm walking toward the door, holding her, dragging her on the floor toward the door. She said, but wait, I didn't mean it like that. I don't give a fuck how you meant it, bitch. You said the wrong thing, and now you got to go. Now, what I'm saying is, Motherfucker don't really want to fire no bitch, but I will. But I knew when I got in the car, because we had car phones back then, you know, big old goddamn thing in your trunk, and you had a car that looked like a regular house phone inside the car. The bitch called. And I'm telling the bitch, no, I don't want to. She said, please, please, please let me, you know, nah, bitch, I don't want to fuck with you. Now, the whole time I'm telling this bitch no, I'm looking in the rearview mirror, and I'm smiling like a motherfucker because this is some dope. Here this bitch paying me like a motherfucker, and I didn't fire her. Now, what's dope about it is what the bitch was doing. She was begging me to let her pay me. Please let me, please, please. Now, after I get enough of this shit, because, you know, at one point the bitch going to say, well, all right, then, fuck it. You don't want to push her to that point, but you want to push her right to that point. I say, wait a minute. So you saying that you can pay me the way I want to be paid with no more motherfucking problems? Yes, 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 I swear I can. I said, it's against my better pimp judgment, but I'm going to give you another motherfucking chance, ho. Go get my goddamn. Thank you, Rosebud. Thank you. Thank you. Now, if you understand what I'm saying, it's usually the other way around. A motherfucker said, baby, don't go. You know, woo woo. Man, that's punk shit. This bitch was thanking me for allowing her to pay me. That's game. That's using game to the fullest. And it really is about using game and not the game using you. You got to use game. You know, just because the bitch is paying you, if that's the case, she's paying on you because you have no price. There's no goddamn price that you can give me that's going to make me accept this bullshit. Bitch go steal $30,000. Come in and break you off this $30,000. What you do, tell that bitch I'll see you later on tonight. She thinking you finna take her with you and do whatever because she done brought you 30 racks. Bitch, please. That's a day's pay. And you have to believe that shit. I had bitches that steal shit, bring it to you, and I send them back to work because I'm not trying to be bought. And you got to understand that shit. 30 racks is 30 racks. That's a lot of money, especially back then. But it wasn't enough to break me down and make me be some sucker for you because I think you did this magnanimous thing. What you did was what you were supposed to do, and that's pay me, period. And you have to see shit like that. If you see shit like that, things become crystal clear to you that the pimping is powerful. The pimping is the most powerful thing that you could have, and you're a certain kind of man. And you're not no average motherfucker. These bitches today see the guys as less than average. Because if they, let's say I was out there, they wouldn't even fuck with me. They wouldn't even try to talk to me because they can tell I'm not finna hear that shit. I'm not going for that shit. But when they do try to talk to you today, it's because they see sucker in you. They see that they can get over on you until you straighten them out. You know, they don't know who you are. But a lot of you don't straighten them out. You accept foul shit from them. You let them say whatever the hell they want to say because you're getting paid. Oh, man, you can't do that. None of that is good. None of it. Now, you guys, we got 15 more minutes, and I want to stay on here, but none of you guys is asking questions. What's up with that? I have to pull you out of the queue and shit to get the question. I actually need you to ask some questions. Now, I don't want to just choose you to ask you what you're talking about, but I'm going to choose another one of you guys right now. 832-2816. What's your name, bro? You got anything you want to comment on? I know you there, bro. Come on. What's up?
Yo.
Yeah, I got you. What's up with you?
What's up, I ain't have nothing to comment on. I was just listening in, bro.
All right, man, you guys,
because I don't aspire to be a pimp or anything. I was just getting some gang, man, that's all. I do
all
like
right,
the shit that you're rolling off, though. Yes.
Well, I'm rolling off some real shit, man, so just stay with it. And who knows, maybe you might catch a hoe and you have to become a pimp. See, I ain't mad at you if you don't want to be a pimp. You know, I don't have nothing negative to say about you because you don't want to be a pimp. I really aspire to talk to dudes that want to be a pimp, though. because those are the dudes that are going to really understand or need to really understand what I'm saying. You know, I am not the guru of pimps. I'm not that. But I am an OG, and I do know what I'm talking about. And what I'm talking about is representation, representing what you claim. If you claim to be this, a pimp, or even if you don't claim to be a pimp, you just still need to represent what you're saying. Catching a bitch to fuck on her, I mean, you know, everybody want to fuck. But what I'm saying is, if you catch a bitch to fuck on her, you will never get to pimp her, because you're going to be an already fucked her. And the bitch ain't going to respect you when you start asking for money. When you catch a bitch that you really see that you think you could actually flip this bitch, you got to keep the dick away from the bitch. And you can't, you got to be ultra romantic and ultra smooth so she can want to give you that pussy. But you deny her. Because if you already, you know, went to the mountaintop, ain't no use of you climbing the mountain. And you got to make the bitch want to climb the mountain. And you have to use psychology on them bitches. When you develop a vision on life that supersedes any other vision, you doggone become a like a, not a god, but like a god to the bitch. Because you're not allowing her to use any of her feminine wiles on you. She use them, but they don't work. You negate them all. Get that bitch. Let's say she go get you some money tonight, and you know she might have just did it so you can fuck her. Now, ain't that a bitch? Why would you fuck the bitch for at least a week or two? She got to be paying me. I ain't finna get fucking around. Fuck you, bitch. You know, and then the next thing you know, you gone and you tell them motherfuckers I fuck you. No, I'm a pimp you. And pimping turns a real hoe on. When you got a bitch that was green and she didn't know she was a real hoe, but she started listening to you and you showing her that she's a real hoe, the more you show that bitch, the more you make her see that you ain't about that pussy shit, the more that bitch is going to pay you. She's going to pay you like a citation. Why? Because she respects what you talking about. She respect where you coming from. And as long as you get her to respect where you coming from, she's going to try to reach it. She's going to continue to try to reach where you coming from because she respects it. She done seen so much of motherfuckers that's not about it like this that it mesmerized her when she sees that is, you are about this. I always, when I catch a bitch, I always motherfucking, you know, I'm going to show them some swanky ass shit. But when it comes time to go up in the motel room with them, I'm dropping the bitch off at the front, at the office. See you tomorrow, bitch, you know. And sometime I ain't going to even break them. Look, bitch, I'm not worried about the motherfucking money you made tonight. If you want to choose, I want the nigga that you choose to know that I pimps. You know, I got paid, so get a nigga the money. Every morning I come back, that money right there, that bitch waiting for me to break her motherfucking ass. And what I'm showing her is that I'm way bigger than your trap. That trap you got is just that, if I let it trap me. The only time it's a pimp's trap is when it's there when I come to get it. You understand? And when I come to get it and you put it in my hand, it better be in order, all the bills facing up top to the bottom. And the motherfucking bitches had it like that for me. Don't come trying to give me no water bill so I could count it, bitch. What the fuck is wrong with you? Straighten my money up. Some of them motherfuckers would iron the motherfucking money because they wanted me happy. And that's what it's all about. Make me happy, and I'm going to make you happy. Because if I ain't happy, there's no such thing as happiness. So that's where I'm coming from. And I would just spit that shit to them motherfuckers. Plus, I was sharp as fuck, fine as motherfucker, you know, rolling like a gangbuster. And then they couldn't believe it. Little cute ass bitches, man. You know, think got all these motherfuckers chasing them. And they give me some action. And they think I'm finna chase them. Bitch, you are really out of your motherfucking mind if you think I'm gonna let your pussy make me do anything. The only thing your pussy gonna do is pay me, period. And about how fine you are, pretty is what pretty does. Otherwise, you could be an ugly bitch and be fine as a motherfucker to me if you're doing the right thing. And you could be fine as fuck and be the ugliest bitch in the motherfucking world to me because you're doing some bullshit. I don't let that kind of shit move me. What moves me is the bitch being down about what I'm talking about. And there is a such thing as the bitch not really understanding what you're talking about. And when you run into that, your job is to let that bitch understand. So you have to be able to talk. That's why I keep wanting you guys to talk, put pressure on you and make you stand up under the pressure, because it'll be a lot of pressure on a motherfucker that really ain't about it when the bitch asks, what are you talking about? And you can't tell her. You know, bitches, fuck you all of them. Nah, man, I'm talking about this, baby. And you let her know. It's easy once you start doing it. It's simple once you start seeing how it works. And the biggest thing that I cannot impress upon you guys enough is being real, telling them bitches the truth. When you tell them lies, them motherfuckers have that on you, against you, or hold it against you. When you tell them the truth and they accept it, man, not only do you feel better, but the bitch is like, she's mesmerized by you, man, because she knows ain't no other motherfucker going to tell her straight up like you do. I be straight the fuck up, bitch. Fuck you. Fuck the horse you came in on, motherfucker. I ain't giving a fuck. You know, you're not going to make me change the way I feel about myself to have you. You know, and bitches do that. They make dudes go through all kind of hoops, jump through all kind of hoops to have them. I'm not jumping through no hoop to have you, bitch. You jumping through hoops to pay me, period. If you don't want to jump through no hoop, go pay another nigga. I don't give a fuck. I'm not worried about you going and giving the money you made that should have been mine to the next nigga, because I'm not going to just accept no money from you, bitch. I'm finna say, I got to accept a bitch. If you get the bitch, the money, the pussy, everything else come with her. So I don't be going after no money. I ain't going after no anything in particular except the bitch. I'm going to have a bitch. Then the bitch going to understand you got to be this way to fuck with me. And that's what kept me going through my whole 30 years. I never wavered. I started out and I was green and for maybe 2 months. And that was the only time I was green in my whole career. Because everything after that was a thought about, planned thing to do, because I was kicking it. Back then, you could run into niggas at the after hours that was really live about this game. And you could sit up with them, and the worst thing you could do is ask them a question. Now, if you ask them a question, they're going to have you going to get their drinks, which I never went to get drinks. I always brought scenarios, and, man, I had this bitch, man, and, you know, I told the bitch to go do this, woo-woop, and the bitch said woo-woop, and, you know, I had to smack the bitch, woo-woop, whatever I say. But what I'm doing is asking a question. I'm asking them, is this the right thing to do? But the way I'm bringing it with game, and the motherfuckers respect game, and all they going to do is kick it with you. They're going to talk about, well, man, some bitch is this, some bitch is that. They're going to start saying shit to make you understand what you should do. And they're going to do that because you ain't no sucker asking questions. When you ask a question, all you're doing is showing you a fool. And people don't want to fuck with fools. Fools bring the motherfucking watered-down version of shit into the game. And we kept them motherfuckers at arm distance. Keep them motherfuckers away. You come into the after hours asking questions, motherfuckers going to wait on you. When you come outside, they're going to get your motherfucking ass. You can't think that you could just straight out ask a motherfucking question. Man, all you doing is being punked off, period. They don't respect you, and you ain't getting no motherfucking game. They're going to fool your ass into thinking you're getting some game, and they're going to charge you up about it. So, what we learning today? We learning that the truth is the light. The truth is the motherfucking light. If you start understanding what these sayings mean, what these goddamn sayings do for pimps, and I don't know if I told you what the sayings do. What the sayings do for pimps that use them and know what the sayings are, it inspires them to stay down. You're going to be in a situation where, man, a motherfucking pimp will pimp on his mama if he had to. All that's doing is letting you know There is absolutely no way you can't pimp on that bitch, man. It's not your mama that you're really thinking about. It's that if you a pimp on your mama, you know you a pimp on the bitch. I mean, that shit inspires you. And you don't take what these sayings say literally. You're supposed to try to see the game in them, man. And when you do see the game in them, the game keeps you going. The game is a motherfucker, and you got to give it its propers. And the way you give it its propers is by utilizing it. You use the things that you hear in the game, and you use them for game-worthy things. You don't use them to get no goddamn pussy. You don't use them to fool a bitch into buying you this or that. You use the game, and the game will let you get exactly what you want. And all you have to do is understand the game. You have to understand what's being said. You have to understand what it means. And the more you do understand that shit, the sharper you will be. The more confident you will be. I'm telling you guys, you need to take advantage of these goddamn tools that I got on my site, Down Dirty 101, because these motherfucking tools are dope. Just like I'm kicking this shit right now on the tools, the shit is actually broke down to where whatever I say that could be something you may or may not understand, I think that. So I break that shit down all the way down to where you understand it to show you how you can use this shit. Show you how using this shit is going to make you a better pimp. It's going to make you a better man. It's easy to talk, of course, and it's just as easy to listen. But when you're talking, if you're talking and you're not listening while you're talking, you ain't going to get the game. If you're talking to me and you're not listening to what's actually being said because you feel like you know shit, you ain't going to get the game. The game is here for you to get. And I'm here to give it to you. That's why I established this doggone show. That's why I'm going to keep this show going. But what I ain't going to do is I'm not going to do all the talking. So I want you to understand that in the future, when you come on here, man up and press one. I don't want to do anything but answer questions and talk about the scenarios that you have. Now, I say questions, asking questions is fucked up. On this show, asking questions is not fucked up because that's what this show is for. Because you don't have the after hours. You don't have the different places, the different restaurants, the different bars that pimps or niggas like us hang out at anymore. You don't have that shit. So it's kind of, I can't expect you to not ask questions. On this show, I want you to press one and ask your questions. I ain't gonna clown you. I'm gonna answer your questions. I'm gonna spit game, and I'm gonna let you hear the scenario behind what you asked, or I'm gonna let you hear a scenario behind what you asked to show you what you asked, show you how to use what you asked, and then it's up to you to get that game and go out and use it. That night, you don't get the game and then save it for next week. You get the game, whatever you get, even if you wasn't going out tonight, you go out so you can use the shit. You want to use it so you can see it work, because the shit does work. Everything I say comes through, and if you do it, you will be the recipient of it. Now, we got a minute to go. I'm going to, if you want to ask a question, fine, but I'm going to just close out saying that I love what I'm doing. I'm a motherfucker that's been in the game, was in the game 30 years, and now I'm just living. It's not the life of Riley, but I'm just living a good life now because I get to kick it about the game. I mean, it's almost as good as being in the game because I get to kick it. But what would make it better is if I could kick it with dudes that really wanted to get this information, which is where you come in. You come in by asking every question that comes to your mind about this shit, but don't question me. Otherwise, you can ask me a question, but don't question me because then I will clown you. I'm not to be questioned. You can either take it or leave it. It's up to you. And you definitely could ask me anything you want to, But the first time you questioned me, you know, well, how you know woo woo, man, come on. That, if you can't see how I know, then you don't even need to hear it. Now, I'm finna go. I want you guys next week to really be more about pressing one. All right?